I'm Julie Ward. I'm an assistant professor of Spanish in the Modern Languages, Literatures, and Linguistics Department. And this is Vivi Telles. She is a renowned Argentine theater director and curator. She's been the director of the Municipal Theater Complex in Buenos Aires and has also produced and directed many of her own shows. Most recently, she's been working with real stories of real live Argentines in what is called Biodrama, and she's here to tell us more about that.
Thank you for this invitation, and I'm really happy to be here at Oklahoma University.
What exactly is Biodrama or Biodrama? How do you define it, and how did you come up with the concept?
Yes, it's trying to stage biographies. Bio is from biography and drama from theater. You know, thinking about the experience, the biography as something of real value and of living people. My first piece in documentary theater, that was my mom and my aunt, mi mamá y mi tía, and was with my real mother and my aunt, and we worked on the family story. Mm-hmm. So that was my first. That was 2003. Mm-hmm. Yeah, it was a long time ago now. Yeah.
Tell us more about using non-actors.
I always first take part of some experience that I find theatrical. Like, I went to this driving school. And when I got there, I found it was like a fake city. So then again, it was all very theatrical. And I did a piece with the instructors from the driving school on their biography and how cars, how do we live with cars? So first, I'm part of this world. And I am, like a beginner. I don't know anything about it. And then I invite them, and I have a card that says I am a theater director, like a professional theater director. So I give them my card, and then I ask them if that I would like to make a theater piece with them. And it's strange. I mean, how do they accept? That's strange always for me. Like, people... I think they want something new to happen in their lives, or maybe they fantasized some time to, and it really changes a lot people's lives when they do the experience. And then working with them, of course, it's very different each case of each piece. Where I put myself, you know, in the relationship with them, and when we get to the biography, it's always, you know, very emotional, and I try to find theater in biography. That means maybe there's fiction, or there's lies, or there's a big change of destiny, or, you know, as drama, we look for change. And so I try to look into that in biography. And it's really surprising how much drama there is, you know, of course, in everybody's life. But when you start looking at that, it's so meaningful to see and find out. And the person at first doesn't look at it as something important. You know, so I have to build more like a scene, you know, to look at that, at those parts.
So you've talked some about what it's like to direct other people, but with one performance, you put yourself in the center of the stage. That's Mi Padre Vive en una Estrella, My Father Lives on a Star. Could you tell us a little bit about that performance?
Yeah. In the research about documentary and theater outside theater, I also started thinking about trance, to be in transit, and trance is good.
In a trance, uh-huh. Yeah. Mm-hmm.
And I found that very theatrical, and I was invited for this festival, and a literature festival. And so I made a proposal, and I wanted to work with a professional medium, and I would ask her to connect with my father that died when I was 2 years old. So I wrote a text that was questions to my father. And it's called like that, My Father Lives on a Star, because when my father died, my mother would always tell me that he was the first star to come up in the sky. So I a little bit, when I was a child, I would always look at the sky and wait for my father to come out. And so I just named it that way. And so we did the performance. We did it twice on stage, and I would be with, I met the medium. She was from Umbanda. And I went to her house, and she has a temple, and she had a lot of costumes because she would dress up as an African queen. And so we went on stage, and this text, the most surprising thing for me is that when I wrote the text, that was my connection. I would never imagine before that these questions. I would never dare to think questions to my father. Mm. So that was amazing for me, and that was like the connection I did. And then I saw, I would think, well, the medium has her techniques and on stage, and she would do part of the show. And so she would be there, and she would be spinning and then talk to me in Portuguese. Mm-hmm. And that was the performance. It was really strong. And these things also, you know, I'm a really provocative artist. So this is never seen public. She would never go public, and these people do not do things for audience. So this was in Montevideo in Uruguay. It's a festival called Eñe, and it's from Spain, the festival. And so it was shocking for people also to make this public to see how it works. And so now here, with your invitation, I will show a little bit of how that was done. I mean, it's documents and photographs of the moment I met the medium, and I will read the text that is for me very intense and emotional.
Wow! Well, it's incredible work. It's very valuable work on a personal level and on an artistic level. We look very much forward to the presentation of the process and the text of Mi Padre Vive en una Estrella. That's this Thursday at 4:30 p.m. here at OU in GL Cross Hall number 123. Thank you so very much, Vivi, for your time and for sharing your amazing work with us.
Oh, thank you, Julie, for this invitation. And I came all the way from Argentina to Oklahoma. I'm very, very happy.